good day, good afternoon, good morning, happy new week. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Joy Dabo, your emotional and spiritual wellness coach, a wife, a mother to three awesome leaders, and a women's health advocate. I'm excited to be here today. I have some very amazing things that I want to share with you. All right, stick to the end because I have something new that I'm doing that I want to share with you. Excited, something that is upcoming, that is coming about, that you want to hear about. You gotta stick to the end with me. All right, let's get to it. Let's stay connected. Good day. Good day. Good day. Good day, everybody. How are you doing today? How are you today? I hope that you are doing well and that you are in faith. And even if your faith is being tested, I hope you are still in the race. I hope you're still holding on to your faith. My name is Joy Dabo, and for those who are here for the first time, I want to say welcome to the community of faith. Welcome to the community of Indomitable Woman. And this is the platform here on Voice Imprint where we talk and encourage one another to ignite our faith, to strengthen our prayer life, and to deepen our love for God, with God. And that in the process of doing this, we're developing our character. Voice Imprint is part of the large, larger picture called God Imprint. God Imprint is the main ministry program that I lead and coach women, wives, and mothers specifically. I'm glad you chose to listen to this podcast today. I am super excited about what God is doing and what is to come. Stick to the end as I will make the announcement of what's coming up and share with you what God is doing with us. If you like to stay connected, remember, stick to the end. I want to give out a special shout out before we begin to our listener. Our listener, you that is faithful listener in Tennessee, USA. Tennessee. Tennessee is in the house. Thank you, my dear friend, for listening, for tuning in. Thank you to our listener in the land of beautiful Virginia. Boop, 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 boop. Let me see. I think my husband is gonna get excited about this. Let me test this. Okay. We got Virginia in the house. We got Florida. Okay, y'all. Don't be mad at me. I'm just trying this thing. Okay. Let's see. Florida is in the house. Michigan is in the house. And we got our beautiful Georgia in the house. There you go. All right. There you go. Georgia is in the house. Tennessee, Virginia, and Florida, Michigan. And for our international, we gotta give a shout out to our friend in Germany that are still connecting with us. Here's to Germany. All right. Germany is in the house. So I want to say thank you, my dear friend, that are still listening faithfully and also connecting with us weekly. I had promised you in the beginning that I will bring my expertise. I'll bring my passion for the word. I promise you that we're going to be diving in the matter of faith and prayer as we are in this end lap of this year. And I also remember ask you to bring your intentionality. When you're listening to this podcast, it's not just about another podcast that gets you through the day running, exercising, or cooking, but I want you to be intentional about what do you want to get in it? What do you want to get through this podcast? All right. So that's what I wanted to share with you before we get started. Okay. And, as we begin right now, and if ready to go, I did my list. I got my list here. I want to talk to you now. All right. We're going to transition now. I remember at some point in my faith journey, we've been talking this month a lot about faith because first of all, for me, I believe this is me postpartum learning to grow in faith again. Faith, as I sit down and I would take note and I'm studying the word of God and I'm listening to the sermon series sometimes and the teaching at church that we have, I get to a place to ask this question. It's like, how did I get here? I woke up with such a strong faith. We talk about the raw faith, right? The raw faith. And I think I might do a little bit down the road, a series just on raw faith. The raw faith is the faith that you begun with that is given to you. As soon as you say, I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, you are endowed and you are endowed with this faith that is so strong to begin with. But and then I began to learn through my journey that that faith need to be maintained. It's like your oil change for your car. Well, I don't do oil change for cars. I don't know much about mechanical stuff, but I remember having a car that will break every every mile on the highway, and I had to stop and put in either the water because the car overheated. So I have to put water in there. Anybody other than anybody out there who have been on the car that stop every other mile in college, or maybe now you're going through it right now. It's not the end. It's not the end. Just keep putting that water in the car and let it cool off before you start the engine a little more. Okay. And, I've been there where my car broke on the highway and I just had to sit in the car to wait for the engine to cool down before you pop the trunk, because you don't want to pop the trunk when the engine is hot. Listen, I learned some stuff about mechanic while I was going through rough time. Faith is like that car. If you don't take care of it, you will be experiencing a lot of stopping on the highways. You will be getting a lot of stops, right? And you get to think about why on the highways do you experience a lot of stopping than if you're just driving in a regular street? And it's because the highway requires a certain level of speed. You can drive the speed limit of the street on a highway. That's why they call it a highway. And I remember when stopping, filling up, either I had a cooler, the cooler engine in the back of my trunk. I had a little extra can of car oil. I had a little bit of the water, regular water, because I needed to every now and then stop and refill. Maybe that's you right now. You feel like, man, that's my life right now. Every now and then I gotta stop and refill and I'm tired. I realized that postpartum that I'm constantly have to stop and refill, stop and refill. Whereas before, just like a brand new car, when you receive it, man, that car will be smooth riding. It is on the highway on 120 miles an hour, and then you're driving it smoothly until something happens. When something happens to that car, life changes everything. Yes, you can have the money to just get a new car, but that does not happen, I begin to learn, with life. When you lose a loved one, you don't just replace them with another loved one. When you lose a job, you don't just replace it with a new job. It's a new beginning. Even if the new job is a new hire and it's a better pay, you still got to do what? You still got to adopt, start over, readjust, and fix up some stuff, right? Because now you've learned, if you were not fired there from your behavior, or you were fired or you were let go because the company was being let go, it ignites something in you to do something better. At least we do something better. If you keep doing the same thing, then there's a problem there. What about moms? You go through the first disappointment. Even as simple as baking in the kitchen, you really wanted to make that meal so, so good for the family. But and then you realize the power went out and everything in the fridge has spoiled. You really, 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 really wanted to show your husband the love that you have for him and that you care deeply for them. But they never returned home. Life happens, right? So today, we're going to be talking about the faith that is tested. And this is inspired, this topic, faith tested, is inspired by the book that I was reading. I'm reading a book about faith that endures. Remember I told you, postpartum, I realized that I gotta do faith a little bit differently. I can't do faith like the faith that I had when it was raw. Yes, it was exciting. It was on fire. But now I'm on the other side of the tested. I want to know, okay, God, you allow me to go through the testing of my faith. Now, what is that faith looks like on this side? I must say, I got to a place where I did even start asking, what does faith looks like? You know, you keep telling me, have faith, have faith. I think I have faith, but it's not a matter of, I think I have faith. It's a matter of, do you know if you have faith? I'm not talking about, I'm going to church every day. No, I'm talking about the faith that Hebrews 11 talks about. Hebrews 11 says faith is the substance, right? Faith has evidence. Seeing your faith at work. I'm not talking about mom. You've been a woman of prayer for long, long, long time. You've been on that doorpost for a very long time. 10 years, 20 years, all your life. And you are wearing out. How is it with your faith? And I wanted to share as we talk about this faith that is tested. So this book that I'm reading, The Faith That Endures, because I'm learning now that my faith have been tested, it is not as raw as it was. So what kind of faith now in my experience is the faith of post the testing, right? Now I have to wake up. I have to endure. I have endured and now I'm on the other side. Now that I'm on the other side, what does faith look like? And I kept, and I'm keep hearing this endurance, endurance, endurance. So in my book, library, I have a library I love to read and I have a lot of book. My husband always make fun of my book collections. And he's like, you read too much. You have a lot of stuff. Anything about life you want to ask me, he says, I need to ask you. I know I can find it on your bookshelf. Yes, because reading is just it's a passion of mine. I love reading. It's fascinating. And I used to be a TV junkie. love to watch TV. But then the more I read, the more I'm like, I love hearing the thought of men and women of faith. So faith that endures in times like this. And in here in this book, the author opens the introduction, not even the introduction, the first chapter with such an interesting concept of what if we had a newspaper and it had a column in the newspaper that says faith notices. And these faith notices are the stories of the people who actually drop out of faith. Some of these stories and these individuals, they were both females and males of the in the faith column, faith notice column, and some of them were younger, some of them were much older. Their stories of how they fell through the crack or fell from the wagon of faith was stress. Some of them went into sexual immorality. Some of them fraud and corruption. Some of them was moving out of home and going to college, caused them to drift away, or what I'm going to call to drop out of faith. Today, when we hear stories of men and women who drop out of faith, you know, we end with justifying that there is different ways of expressing faith, or there are many ways to get to God. And in a generation such as now, we are finding more and more where we are justifying sin. We are justifying corruption. We are justifying the way faith ought to look like. But let me tell you, let me remind you, my dear friend, as we listen, as we engage this conversation together, is that God is still going to be the righteous God. He's still going to be the righteous judge, right? So I'm not here to speak about the doomsday. I'm not here to speak about woe unto you. No, but I want us to learn, because I thought it was interesting to have even the idea of a faith notice column in the newspaper. If my story were to be told in the faith notice column, what would my faith story be? I believe mine would have sounded a little bit like this. A 37-year-old, or 35, I believe 35-year-old, sorry, don't be laughing, I got to think about my age for a minute. 35-year-old young woman fell into deep depression as a result of postpartum, and now is struggling to get back up. Something to such, because in the faith notice, this book example was these people never returned to their faith. These individuals are individuals who literally drop out. I thank God today that I am still in the faith and learning more and more about faith, growing in faith. But I can only imagine at that time, had my story been told in the faith noticed, the faith that was tested through postpartum experience could have maybe be left as dropped out at the age of 35 and now wrestling with stressful life as a mother of three and a marriage falling apart and divorce, maybe, I don't know. Cause of the fall was postpartum depression. I want you to think about that for a moment. If there was a faith notice column in your city, what could possibly, this is a possibility that I'm giving you about my own, what would that look like for me, right? It got me thinking about my own. But I thank God I'm on the other side. But what if at that time it was to be told she left the church or stopped reading her Bible, stopped praying, didn't show up at the prayer meeting anymore, didn't show up at the choir rehearsal anymore, so completely dropped out and have not been heard. Because faith get tested. Faith get tested. And as I was preparing for this, this scripture came to mind. It's 2 Timothy 4:7, where Paul is speaking. And I remember when I was in the raw stages of my faith, quoting this scripture with so much passion, so strong. It was like, yes, I am in it. I'm in it for life. And yes, 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 we're going to go to the end, baby. We're going to go to the end. And this is what Paul says. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Let me tell you, just that statement alone, you can read the whole chapter and know how Paul is talking about, he's encouraging the young Timothy and telling him that, I mean, he's coming to an end. For me, when I felt like I reached this statement here, was connected to the moment I reached that. I felt, man, y'all, I'm telling you, I felt like I was at the top of the mountain. I felt my faith has reached its peak. I was excited. I'll go anywhere in this world. God could wake me up anytime, any moment and say, let's go, and we'll go. I felt I was satisfied. Satisfied in the Lord, not in the world, in the Lord. I was content. I remember these scriptures that I was quoting from the Apostle Paul. Oh, for I am content. I have learned to live in abundance and in lack. I learned to live and depend on God. Let me tell you, you met me in my 20s, in my 30s, because at that time, I did not know that my faith was tested to be shaped. When I was coming into the salvation, I was struggling a lot as a young person to discover my identity. Once I discovered my identity in Christ, man, I felt unstoppable. I felt like I could hike anywhere. I felt I could do anything. And me serving God in any capacity, I didn't understand first about salvation in sharing the gospel for others to receive. I just thought, you know, you receive salvation right now, wherever God send you, that's where you go preach. Once you preach, you move on, right? So I quoted these strong verses with such passion. I have fought the good fight, man. Which fight was that? The fight of getting off the headache, the pain of life in the world, and have entered now the place of serving God and just mountaining Mount Kilimanjaros and Mount Harvest. I was ready, right? And I thought that I had reached the peak, the maximum, and that if God comes today, boom, I'm taken. I know where I'm going. I have fought the good fight, the fight to get out in the world and into faith and stayed in the faith. I have finished the race of getting out in the world, out of the world, out of the world and in the faith. I have kept my faith. What faith did I keep? I kept the faith of believing for my salvation to be saved and to be delivered. And the journey of raw faith began. Little did I know, there was a refining time. There was a testing time. There will be a time where my story can also be in the faith notice of possible dropping out. Let me ask you this question. Where are you in the journey? Do you feel like you're about to drop out? Or do you feel like, Joy, I've already dropped out? I have already dropped out, because faith can get tested. Faith get tested. Faith that has not been tested is still raw. It's still raw material. Now, when it is tested, what do we do? When it's tested, how do I get back up? How do I return to the place, or how do I maintain? This is where we were talking about endurance. Endurance. My faith has been tested. My faith almost got snatched. The enemy almost had me back in his world. For some, you could be like, I am back in the world. I am living the world. And every now and then, you think about the faith, the relationship that you had with God. And it causes more turmoil, more tormenting. These are the stories we don't hear about. We don't hear about the tested period. We're not hearing about the testing season. What is your testing season look like? Oh, praise the Lord. God is good. Oh, he endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're suffering. But you're hurting inside. You show up at church with a smile, but then somebody says something, it snaps life out of you. Oh, and it turns so dark, and you go home, and the enemy start replaying that symphony, that melody of what, and replaying and replaying and replaying how this situation unfold, and rage just come up. And how do I get back up? Same answer every single day. Igniting faith, right? Even faith, even the faith that is tested, even the faith that is tested still need to be ignited. Still needed to be ignited. Don't just dwell on the things that do not work, but remembering over and over and over who God say he is, what God promised to you when you are, remember we talk about the anchor scripture, anchor yourself in that scripture, cry out to God with that scripture, right? How do I take care of my faith in the time where the storm is raging, when the faith is being tested? Your story, tell your story, tell your story. Maybe you're in the fire right now. Tell your story. As a matter of fact, I would love even to interview you. Let's come and share the story. Let's hold on to the faith. How do I take care of my faith when it's being tested? Here we go. Read your Bible. Get in the habit of taking a chapter a day. Get in the habit of, I'm not going to start my day unless I read a verse, a chapter. The goal is to read the chapter a day. I'm not talking about those ambitious people who want to be so religious. Oh, I want to finish the book of Isaiah. Listen, if it's going to take you the whole entire 365 days to finish Isaiah, take your time. Why? Because better of you taking your time, not dropping. No. We're not talking about today I read, tomorrow I'm not reading. I'm talking about every single day getting in the habit of reading your Bible. no matter how I feel, I don't feel like reading about it, then read, right? Stay there. God, I want to read. Let me give you an example. When you don't feel like reading your Bible, but you commit yourself to daily reading your faith, because faith comes by hearing. So if faith is being tested, don't you think that even your hearing ability will be blocked? Yes, ma'am. So what do? You sit down. You sit down at your table with your Bible. I'm not talking about even the audio where you're listening in. I'm talking about the paper bag. The paper Bible. Have your paper Bible in front of you and do this exercise. You ready? My God, I really don't feel like reading my Bible right now. I'm struggling in my mind and I don't think I can read it right now. So I need your help right now to read your word. Give me the strength, Lord. And just begin to read from there. And you will notice and that you will see slowly as you begin to read. Maybe you will read 2 verses. Maybe you read 5 verses. And the next time you read 6 verses. And the next time you know you read 10. And the next time you read 20. And before you know, you start reading 1 chapter a day. And before you know it, when you read a chapter, you're having what? Understanding. This situation of many people, we can hear in the news about this person was a big mega church pastor and they fall into sins, divorce or separated, caught a cheating and everything. It didn't happen overnight. This is as a result of falling away slowly from the faith, not maintaining, not taking care of your faith will slowly drift you away from your faith. And when the test comes, it will test you so hard, the fire will come so strong at that time, then now you're just coming out the quote unquote out of the closet. It's not really coming out of the closet. Because you should have come out of the closet from the beginning. Right? So maintain, let's take the step of caring for our faith daily. Okay? Take care of your faith daily by reading a verse, a chapter, a day. Not more than a chapter. We're not talking about ambitious goal here. I want to read 2-3 chapters a day. No. Take 1 chapter a day. Take 5 verses a day. And just maintain that pace of reading. All right? Okay. It seems we're here. I hope that was helpful. We're going to continue on the faith that is tested and connected again to learn more about how do we maintain this faith, because these stories happen and they are real. So next time we're going to talk about the crack of temptation, because we're not spared. We're not spared. Whether we're in a raw faith or whether we are in the perseverance stage, whether we are in the endurance stage, faith is going to be tested. So let's connect in the next episode to connect more and learn more about this faith. Now we're going to talk about the faith that is tested. There's places that we need to pat to close up. Okay. All right. I share with you. I say that I have a big announcement at the end for this is the announcement that I have coming up this fall. In this fall, you're going to need to go to godimprint.com and look it up. I'll make sure that I have the date for you. Like, so when the fall reach the time of fall, we're going to do what? We're going to have a new program I'm excited about that is called Breathing Spa. And the breathing spa is going to be the place where you can come and connect and just take a breath. I'll be talking more and more about this breathing spa as we go along, so you can start preparing. Go over on God Imprint, look what we have right now, and be ready, because when the signing up sheet start for getting the you able to connect and want to be part of the breath spa, you'll be able to just join flawlessly. You can go ahead and reserve. You can send an email, joy@godimprint.com or info@godimprint.com. Okay. And there you can just say breathing spa, so that you can begin to make yourself in the, because I know that it is already making impact in the small group that I have, that you want to be able to sign up for it as well. Okay. So, thank you again for connecting. Thank you for being with us. And I'm always excited to be here with you every single week. Until next time, thank you for being here. Now, let's talk to God. Father and God, creator and friend. Lord, there's no one like you in all the earth, my God. My God, these lessons that we have been learning every single week, my God, about faith. There's someone, my Lord, whose faith is on the brink, on the edge of giving up, of dropping out. They need that encouragement. I pray this message today bring first the awareness that they need to know that it's okay. Your faith is being tested. That's not the end. And that there's hope on the other side. The time, my Father, when I was going through postpartum depression, my Lord, it felt like the end. It felt like the world didn't care. It felt like you didn't care, my Lord. Until, my God, you sent the Good Samaritan. Until, my Lord, you began to show me your tender mercy, your care, your grace, your faithfulness, your love, my God. And my Father, I pray and I ask the same for this person who's struggling in their faith, this person whose faith is being tested, this person who's constantly stopping and have to refill. Maybe they're refilling with the things of the world. Maybe they're refilling their faith tank, my God, with movies, with music, and trying to silence that enemy voice inside. So my Father, I ask, my Lord, that you give them the strength, my Lord, the daily strength to open their Bible, my God, and meet them at the table, meet them at the edge of their bed, meet them in the small bathroom where they have to hide, my God. Meet them, Father God, because they don't want people to see them weak. They don't want to see people crying. They don't want people to know that they're crying right now. But right now, my Father, you talk to them. Speak to their heart. Revive them, Lord. Maybe they can't remember. This person is unable to remember, my God, that raw faith in the beginning. So I'm asking you, my Lord, to give them strength. Give them strength to open their Bible daily. Meet them, my God, as they read. Rebuke, my God, all distraction. And encourage their effort We thank you for the testimony. We thank you for the love that you continue to show us and pour into each one of us. My God, this faith of this person has not been in vain. So we thank you, my Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy and support and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ.